UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
More V-Show with Bob Valvano is now, right here, on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
A little bit later, Jimmy Allen's going to join us, who's the sportsbook manager here at Caesars. Give us an idea about some of the prop bets for the Super Bowl and have some fun. Super Bowl is the biggest betting day of the year, for, I think. I'll have to ask him. I'm sure it is. But we'll talk to him about that. And we're here at Caesars. What a wonderful place. They've done a fantastic job. Casino's gorgeous. And the sports book is just so much so real. I mean, it's just a great place to come and hang out. I got myself a complimentary coffee over there to try and ease my throat a little bit. I apologize to you. I know it's not fun when your host is getting a little wobbly, which I have a couple times today. But, I mean, hey, even if I was nuts, I got in at 4 o'clock in the morning last night, and it was a long, long day, but a very happy birthday indeed. So. Thanks for all the many well wishes, by the way. I appreciated that from all of you. We're efforting Dan Bonner. We hope we can get him. And, oh, good. Well, it's always fun to talk with Dan, so I'll look forward to talking with him now. And here he is. He joins us right now. How do I introduce you? You're the ACC Network and ESPN, or ACC Network and CBS, or ACC Network and the Republic of Latvia. How do I introduce you, Dan Bonner, right now? What's
Bob,
the proper introduction?
ACC Network and anybody else who will sign the check.
Amen to that, brother. Wonderful to see you last night in Boston. It's always a pleasure to see you. Don't ever get any older, by the way. It's my birthday, and I feel myself aging right in front of you. And you look the same as when I first met you. It's ridiculous. How do you?
No, I don't. It's kind of you to say, but I don't, and I certainly don't feel the same way I did when we first met, because that was a number of years ago. But we needn't talk about that, Bob.
No, what we'll talk about is Louisville last night. I'll be honest, Dan. I think there's too much. I really think it's the college football mentality, where fans are obsessed with how their team eyeball tests, because, you know, so much of football, the most brutal, vicious game, comes down to figure skating, the judging. They're so worried about appealing to the judges. And I don't think basketball was ever like that, nor should it be. It's a game you play 40 minutes, and there's going to be a game of runs. The reason I bring that up, Dan, is I'm here at the sports book in Indiana, and Louisville is the eighth choice to win the championship at like 18-1, and there's good teams ahead of them, but I don't see that much separation that they should be behind, San Diego State. We'll see about where they are right now, or even Dayton. Dayton 16-1, Florida State is 30-1. Who do they think is that much better than Florida State exactly? But it's just. The brand names keep coming to the forefront, and so it's a very pedestrian question, but I'll ask it. You saw Louisville again last night. It's not the first time you've seen them. I don't think they're better than all these other teams, but I think they're as good, and they certainly have every bit as much of a chance. How good do you think they are?
Bob, I could not agree with you more. I think they are an outstanding team. I think they're an outstanding team because they can score, and there's a lot of teams in college basketball who can't score. And now, to speak to your point, a lot of fans think that means they should score every time, and they're not going to. The other teams that they play, the other teams give scholarships, the other teams practice, and so the other teams are going to compete. But I think that Louisville not only is very good now, I think Louisville still has a lot of room for growth. I see some places where they have a chance to develop as David Johnson gets more accustomed to what he's doing, as Samuel Williamson gets more accustomed to what he's doing, as Malik Williams, as he continues to progress after his you know, injury issues early in the season. This is a very good Louisville team, number one, because they have an All-American, and number two, because they have a lot of different guys who can do a lot of different things. I don't see anybody as being head and shoulders better than Louisville. I think everybody at Louisville's level is about on the same par.
Our colleague at ESPN, back when it wasn't sexy to do it because Louisville had kind of plodded through some games and their fans even around here were throwing their arms up. They won, but they were less than dazzling. Paul Biancardi came on and he said, I'm picking Louisville to win the ACC championship. And I was like, okay. But now you look at it, they got a game and a half lead, and they have the tiebreaker over Duke. They don't over Florida State, but they do over Duke. I mean, you know, the tournament is its own creature, but do you think they'll hang on and can win the regular season championship? They haven't lost a road game in the league yet.
Well, I certainly think they can. I don't know that I would predict that they will, because the one thing that I have discovered is watching and doing as many ACC basketball games as I have, even though according to the national metrics, you know, KenPom and the net and Torvik, the world is Torvik. I started reading about Torvik here. You know, according to Torvik, somebody has this ranking. I don't even know what that is.
I never heard of that till you just said it. I'm going to look it up now.
Torvik. Okay. I don't know what that is. It's another guy who lives.
I thought he was a figure skater in the 60 Olympics, I thought.
Well, it's another guy who lives in his mom's basement who plays around with numbers.
Okay.
But according to all these metrics, the ACC is down. And I understand that. That's the way we do business these days. If you accept that, those metrics. But on a game-to-game basis, what I have found is that most of these games are dogfights. And it's hard to win an ACC game. And I don't care whether you look sloppy or you don't play your best game, or if you win an ACC game, you've done something. And Louisville has been able to do that. Even though they may not play at their best, they figure out a way to win the game. And that's really all you can ask. And they have shown the ability to do that. And obviously, they're ahead right now. They have as good a chance to win the league as anybody.
See, Dan, I'm so glad to hear you say that, because when people get all, you know, up in arms about stuff, I sarcastically said earlier in the show, I could do a feature called Why Your Team Sucks, because every team in the country, you could look at and find some reason to say, okay, you know, if anybody says they're really good, say, yeah, but they this, yeah, but they that. But the difference is, you could do that for Louisville as well, they just managed to win those games that other people have found a way to not win. And you say, oh, they were close. But that says something to me, because you know that. You've been around it, God, for long enough and have called enough games. You got to win a game like that in the tournament usually, you know? You got to win one that you just find a way to win. It didn't go according to your scouting report, but you found a way to win. And they've shown the propensity to do that maybe more than anybody.
And you're absolutely right. And that's what you have to do. If you're going to go through your season and you're going to play great basketball and you're going to make a lot of shots and you're going to win all your games by 15 points and never be threatened, when you get into a one-and-done situation and you start dealing with some adversity, you're not going to be able to handle it. So the best thing to do is to have that adversity during the regular season while you have a chance to build and learn and grow. And that's what Louisville's doing. The team that I will give you here that is a perfect illustration of this is Virginia. That Virginia is 6-4 in the conference, and they've had three games where they won decisively. And all the rest of their games are games that have come down to a couple of plays at the end of the game, and they're 6-4. And I would submit to you that they could just as easily be 3-7,
yep,
or they could just as easily be 10-0. It's a matter of being able to make plays in key situations, and that's what Louisville has done. I don't care what they look like for 40 minutes. As Nolan Richardson once told me, there's only one stat that means anything in a basketball game, and that's the score. And as long as you're on the top end of the score at the end of the game, that's all that matters.
I couldn't agree with you more. By the way, this guy's website looks pretty cool, though. I mean, it's his credit. He lists that one of the, you know, he says it's about basketball and analysis and fun. So that's good. You don't hear the numbers guys use the word fun very much. They take what they do like state secrets a lot of times. But
absolutely. There's a secret formula.
Yeah, he's got a thing here called the Bart Hag. I don't know what the hell that is, but Bart. I don't know what that is, the Bart Hag, but that's a thing, the Bart Hag. I don't know what that means, but nonetheless, he's got, to your point, though, I mean, Virginia is 50th in his rankings, 5-0. They're just behind North Texas. Yikes. But then I look at the top of his table and I say, well, it looks like he's got some credibility. His top five are Kansas, Duke, Gonzaga, Dayton, Baylor, San Diego State, Michigan State, West Virginia. He's got Louisville at 9 and Arizona at 10. And I actually don't mind that about Arizona because I don't remember if I told you that last night. I had them against Colorado when Colorado was ranked and Arizona wasn't. Arizona lit them up. And I said, I came home and said, how in the world are they not ranked? And then they went out the next game and absolutely laid a complete egg against Arizona State. So, I mean, if you can put together a good week, it seems like today, yeah, in today's landscape, you'll go up the rankings like 7 or 8 spots.
Absolutely. But you're right. That's the landscape in today's college basketball. And I think one of the reasons is that there are so very few teams that have multiple guys who are scoring threats. And I keep coming back to that.
Yep.
You got to put the ball in the basket. That's what the game is. It's called basketball, and it's not called basketball just because there is a basket. It's called basketball because you got to put the ball in the basket. And I think a team like Louisville that has so many weapons is in a great position. Now, does that mean they'll win the ACC? Well, I don't know. Does that mean they'll win the NCAA? Well, I don't know. When you get into one-and-done things, it's a totally different dynamic for Louisville as for everybody else. And I said this on the air last night. You got to get in that NCAA tournament. That's the first thing. And then you have to be healthy. And if you have those two things, if you're in and you're healthy, particularly if you're a team like Louisville that can score, you got a chance.
Did you this is out of the kind of the clear blue, but I'm sitting here in a sports bar, and all around me are pictures of Kobe, of all the wonderful people you met in this business. Did you ever get a chance to meet Kobe?
No, I never met Kobe Bryant, but, you know, it's one of those things, Bob. Basketball is sort of our world, and particularly with college basketball, as I read through these media guides, almost everybody, when they say who's their favorite basketball player, who's their basketball hero, it's Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, well, that's true.
You know, in our generation, everybody would have said Michael Jordan.
Right.
And as for the younger kids now, it might be LeBron James. But, you know, at the kids, you know, the kids who are college kids now, almost all of them say Kobe Bryant. So the fact that he was so young, the fact that it's, a very shocking, tragic kind of accident, you know, it's like I was telling my wife today, it's like in the music world when John Lennon died, that it's like a huge deal. And in the basketball world, Kobe Bryant was an iconic figure. And so, you know, as I say, I my heart goes out to his family. You know, all these people who are mourning him never met him. But I understand why. Mm-hmm. But my heart goes out to his family. It's a very sad and tragic thing.
Yeah, it really is. Let's get back to you have a game today. You have another game today?
I do. I am in College Park, Maryland. I have Iowa against Maryland this evening.
Wow, that's a good one. Our boy Bart has let's see. I'm taking a look. He has Iowa at number 14 and Maryland at number 23. Iowa's been sneaky good this year, Dan. People talk about Maryland because they had those wins early, but Fran McCaffrey's team is putting together a really solid year.
Well, not only are they putting together a really solid year, but a guy you never hear anyone talk about when you're talking about National Player of the Year, and I've watched him on tape a number of times. I'm very excited to see him in person, is Luka Garza.
Yeah.
He has been dominant. And the fun thing about tonight's game is Jalen Smith from Maryland has been dominant for Maryland. And how many times in this day and age of college basketball are you talking about a great center matchup?
Oh, God, that's the unicorn. That's the modern-day basketball unicorn.
Now, the Big Ten has a lot of good centers, or I guess we call them fives in this day and age. But the Big Ten has a lot of good ones. Kofi Coburn from Illinois, for example, is just one. But Luka Garza against Jalen Smith, that's like the old days. When you looked at the centers. I'm very excited about it. They're two really good teams, and this is going to be a crazy atmosphere today. Maryland's always a great place for basketball, so this ought to be fun.
Who are you doing this for?
I'm doing it for the Big Ten Network.
And I'll tell you this.
Yeah, there's a little twist to this that is really fun for me. I'm doing it with Kevin Kugler. He's my play-by-play guy. But we have a sideline reporter, and our sideline reporter is Olivia Decker. And Olivia Decker, of course, is the daughter of my great friend and partner, Kevin Harlan.
Kevin Harlan, yes, absolutely.
And I've been at this so long, I have done games where I have worked with the father and the son, Tom Brenneman and his dad, Marty. I worked with Bob Neal and his son, Dave. But this is my first father-daughter experience.
A good friend of ours from here in Louisville, Anna Maria Tarullo, was very, very close with Olivia. She was in her wedding, in fact. So that's how I knew that's who you were speaking of, because I don't know how they know each other, but I know they were very close. And that's probably not very much interest to you, but it popped in my head and I said it anyway. So there you go.
That's okay. That's what we do.
All right. Last parting question. Go back to the ACC before I let you go. Get ready for your game tonight. The big discussion. Every conference in the country, you look like you see, okay, these two, three teams are definitely in, and then, I don't know about the rest. You can make a case for six, seven, eight teams and take one or take five or take two. Or how many ACC getting in do you think? How many do you think the Big Ten are going to get in, for that matter?
Well, I don't think the Big Ten is going to get 12 like people are saying right now. I think the Big Ten is probably going to end up with eight or nine. And the ACC, I think we got three in the conference that are almost for certain. Louisville and Duke and Florida State. And the others, somebody's going to have to start winning some games. And if they do, we'll get a couple of more ACC teams in. I don't see this as a year where the ACC gets six or seven. I think there's just the teams will beat one another up too much. And since nobody, with the exception of the top three teams, did themselves any favors in the non-conference portion of the schedule, as those other teams beat themselves up, people are going to say, well, you know, it's media if the team's beating one another. The ACC has its work cut out for it. They could, you know, the worst-case scenario is three, but I have a feeling that somebody among, you know, Virginia Tech, North Carolina State, Syracuse, well, one or two of those teams has to get on a little bit of a roll. But we got a lot of basketball left to play.
Yeah, I think somebody will emerge, and you're right. I think it works opposite in the Big Ten. Some of those people are going to play themselves out as they go forward. But the Big Ten is going to get a bushel full, and the ACC is not going to get their usual truckload. But the ACC will get. I'm going to predict that the ACC, when it's all said and done, are going to get five. What do you think of that, Dan?
I think that's a pretty good prediction. That's what I would predict if I was in the predicting business.
All right. Hey, it's always great to see you, man. Continued success. Travel safe. Did you drive? You drove, didn't you, from Boston to Maryland?
No, I flew from Washington Dulles, and then it was easy coming back this morning. I just drive over to Maryland, so it's an easy trip for me.
Oh, okay, because you drive like everywhere. You're like the driving man. So
I do drive everywhere, and so I'll drive home tonight after the game.
All right, well, listen, travel safe. Take care of yourself. It's always great, Dan. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks, Bob.
Dan Bonner does a great job breaking stuff down, and just a nice, nice man, and that counts for something in today's day and age, no question about that. We're going to talk some Super Bowl betting here in just a little bit. Locke, I can vouch for it. I saw it. I saw the sheet. He made one $100 bet. He bet on Travis Kelce to score a touchdown. He'll get $195 back for his $100 bet if it comes in. Not a bad bet. So I'm going to bet the under. I think I may. I'm not sure if I'm going to parlay.
So
anything.
You're going to do, yeah, just one single $100 bet.
That's what I'm leaning to, because I don't have a really strong feeling about the game, and that'll screw your parlay up. You know, you'll get. So the only thing I have a real strong feeling is it'll be under. So that means the game will be 95-92 or something. But I think there's a real possibility. I don't see the game turning out something other than, you know, a 28-24. Even that would be under. You know, 30-21 would be under. 30-24 would be under. I think the over-under is 54.5. So that's a lot of points. People like, you know, you get excited because you get a guy like Mahomes, and so people lose their minds a little bit. But I think that this could be – it's still a postseason football game. People tend to be a little bit more cautious. I could see this that's the other thing. You have that extra week off. Do you think that benefits the offense or the defense? The offense, you can say, well, they can put things in. But if you got to the Super Bowl, you're not going to mess with your offense. You're not going to, hey, let's blow this up. So what you can do, though, is have extra time to break down what the other guy does and have a better prepared defense. So all you need is, you know, a good shutout quarter to start the game, and you're looking good at an under bet. So that's the way I'm going. But we'll see.
So no, you're not going to do any props?
I don't know. I just got here. You know, one at the crap table, like I told you, that great story, and then came over here to the show. So after the show, I will go over and take a look at some of the props. And you know what? I'm going to talk to our friend Jimmy Allen about those prop bets in just a moment.
Well, that sounds good. I am jealous that I'm not out there, but it wasn't all for nothing because for the boys back at the studio here, we had a Wing Zone delivery. So thanks to Adam and his staff for dropping off Wing Zone catering to the ESPN Louisville studios. Try the ESPN Louisville special, 10 boneless wings, wedges, and a drink for just $9.39, named after our sister station, 93.9 The Ville, of course. Just mention ESPN Louisville. This is good for every day ending in a Y. That's 7 days a week. Pre-order your catering from Wing Zone for the big game on Sunday. Call ahead or pick up on game day. Want to win a catering spread from Wing Zone for your party Sunday? Head over to the 93.9 The Ville or ESPN 680 Facebook page to enter for a chance to win. Order online at wingzone.com. They got two great locations in Hikes Point and Hess Lane near U of L. And I peeled some of the breading off, so I made it vitality friendly, and I threw it on some steamed veggies. And it was a very, very tasty, tasty, tasty lunch. I also took some barbecue sauce. They have so many great sauces and flavors and rubs over there. So I took the spicy buffalo, which I looked up. I believe it's vitality friendly, and had myself a nice little lunch. So, yeah. So shout out to the fine folks over at Wing Zone. Also, I just got handed some, we don't have to do this today, but our friends at Big League Haircuts dropped off some free haircuts for new customers and $5 off returning customers. I got a couple of coupons here. So might not do that today, but maybe tomorrow during Fast Break Friday, we'll give these away. So a whole lot of good stuff. And we'll go to break. And on the other side, our buddy Jimmy will join us, right?
That's what I'm told. So we'll look forward to it. So we'll do that after this short timeout coming from Caesar Sportsbook and the casino here. Beautiful place. Need to check it out. And you will be impressed. Stick around. A lot more to come here on ESPN 680.
You're listening to The V-Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, we are back here at Caesars and at the fabulous new sports book, not to mention the casino itself. Whoever was in charge of reorganizing this joint, he earned his money because it looks fantastic. It was, I came around the corner from the parking lot. We used to have to walk down that, 8 mile journey. And all of a sudden, bam, I'm in the casino. I was like, oh, my God, how'd that get here? It was unbelievable. It looks fantastic. It's got the new car smell. It's just fantastic. It's just a great place. And we thank you for hosting us. Now we know you. I'll let you introduce him. How about that? You want to tell us who's going to join us in a minute here?
Well, we've got Jimmy Allen, our sports book manager.
Okay, beautiful.
But before we do, we wanted to make a presentation. We have a little tradition here.
Uh-oh.
Whenever we get the best goalkeeper in the history of Virginia Wesleyan on property, who just happens to be an iconic radio voice,
he
celebrates a birthday
yesterday. Oh, my goodness, buttering me up.
You're not going home empty-handed.
Oh, man. See, it's good.
This is from all your friends here at Caesars Southern Indiana.
Thank you so very much. That is very, very cool. I still do have the all-time record for saves at Virginia Wesleyan.
We did our research.
One
here.
Of the reasons
we know who we've got in our midst.
I'm a little embarrassed because one of the reasons is, this was Virginia in the 1970s. Our sports information director had never seen a soccer game before. I'm convinced he gave me a save like every time I touched the ball. Like, it'd be a back pass, I'd pick up save. So he gave me at the end of the night, I'd say, "What, I have like 5 saves?" And no, you had like 13.
Wow.
That's fine with me. I'm in the record book. That's very kind of you. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate you being here,
Bob. You never have to lure me out here. This is a wonderful place. So
thank you for being here.
Thank you very much. All right. And as mentioned, the aforementioned, Jimmy Allen's going to join us because my son has given me all sorts of crap that there's all these prop bets, and the only bet I'm comfortable that I would feel good about is I would like to take the under in this game. But he said, come on, you got to take some of the prop bets. So give me an idea, James. What are we looking at for some prop bets that might be pretty interesting?
There's a ton of them. I just gave Andy a sheet. I highlighted a bunch of them this morning that I was going to go over with some people. But I will tell you this. This is my gift to you today for your birthday.
Oh, man, I'm getting more gifts.
If you're going to do the under, look at point totals because you can buy them in groups.
Oh.
And you're getting odds on them. So, like, you can do 43 to 49. And if the game ends 43 to 49, you get 4-1 on your money.
Ooh.
So you can buy, like, 3 groups and get a 20-point spread, put, 300 down, 100 on each of them, and you're going to win 400 back.
This is a, this man is good. This man, I'm going to go look at that. See, that's why I really should. If you're going to do it, dang it, you really have to know what the hell you're doing, you know?
Yeah.
And that's a great idea. So I'm going to go do that. So how big are the groupings? Like 4 or 5 points each?
Or? Usually in between 6 or 7.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Right.
How do you feel about the under bet? You feel good about that?
I don't, because I think the Chiefs are going to score a lot.
Ooh, okay.
And I don't think it's going to be a huge blowout, but I like the Chiefs by a touchdown and a half.
All right, well, then that would mean they'd win and cover, but let's hope. I'm hoping that, you know, even a relatively high-scoring game could still hit the under, though. If it's 31-21, you're sharing a 52, that's still under, and that's a lot of points.
That is a lot of points.
So I'll take my chances. So where did you come from? I'm talking about the birds and the bees.
I can tell you that, too. I was actually born and raised in Louisville.
Okay.
Started with the casino when they opened back in 1998 as a poker dealer.
Oh.
And just kind of worked my way up, and then took over the poker room in 2005 and took over the sports book when we opened last year. And it's my dream job. I'm a huge sports fan. I love numbers, big numbers guy.
You better love that job.
Yeah, it's my dream job. It really is.
What I think most people, including me, you know, I always hear people say crazy crap, and I think they don't know what they're talking about, but sometimes it's true. Like if the casino or you, the odds maker, thought one team was a big favorite and that team lost outright, they say, oh, the casinos took a bath on that. It's not necessarily true. I mean, the whole idea is you're trying to make it a point total that's attractive people on both sides. So if you did your job in a vacuum, you would have the exact same number of bets on one side as the other, and you'd make your money on the VIG, the percentage.
That's exactly the way it's supposed to work.
But it doesn't, though.
No, it doesn't.
So how often do you guys put yourselves in a vulnerable position? Is it reluctantly, or are there some things you feel strongly about and say, nah, we're going to go out on a limb on this one?
So we don't actually make the odds here. They come from Las Vegas.
Right.
And they're usually pretty close. I mean, you follow the spreads and things like that. They're usually pretty close on it. We take the hits we take here are on the local teams, U of L, UK, IU, because
you can't balance those bets out.
No, because people bet with their hearts a lot,
right?
You know, so they come out and they bet. You know, we might get 4-1 money on U of L, and if they don't cover, we win,
right?
You know, but if they do, then we take a loss on that game, and we just hope to make it up on other games. But that's where the bulk of our bets come from, and they're lopsided at times, always on the local teams.
Yeah, and that's why I'm wondering, because if you look at the odds, like right now, before you got here, they're coming up on the screen here, and the national championship team odds, I think there are some teams, because they're the usual brand names. Duke 7-1, Kansas is 7-1, you know, but like Michigan State is 10-1 ahead of Louisville, who's 18-1. Louisville's had a much better year than Michigan State, but people think Michigan State's a brand name. That definitely influences people's betting, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. They'll come in here because we might not have $200 bet on San Diego State because nobody's ever heard of them, but they're 15-1.
Right.
You know, they have better odds than U of L does,
Which is amazing. We'll take
10,000 times as many bets on U of L as we want on San Diego State.
Because people think if they're going to win, I get to celebrate
it
with them.
That's exactly
what
it is.
That's the bottom line about the whole thing. You know what's interesting? I think you would be intrigued by this. I can't imagine you know this, even though you're in the business, just because I happened to read it in the Boston Herald yesterday. I mentioned it earlier in the show. New Hampshire, tiny, tiny, tiny little New Hampshire. It's like the size of, as I said, like the size of Churchill Downs, the whole state. They passed sports wagering legislation, I think, the first of the year. So this is the end of the month. So they were kind of doing a review. They doubled what they thought they were going to take in. I guess they outsourced it to DraftKings. So whatever they make in bottom line profit, DraftKings takes half and the state takes half.
Oh, wow.
The state made $7.5 million in a month on this, in 1 month. And all that money is going right to education in their state. So they are jumping up and down. I mean, how do people argue the numbers? You just can't.
I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, when we first put it in over here, we had our expectations. And then as people come in and started betting, we were like, oh, man, we may have shot low. Because it's new.
Yeah, and it's smart, though, to make a projection lower because, you know, hey, you can always go forward if it's above it. But if you don't reach a number, who knows, you may have overbuilt or overhired or something. But every place I see that puts sports wagering in, that they go past what they even hope to do.
Right.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Yeah. And where does the money go here, for example, in Indiana? Where does the
it's distributed. It goes into different – it goes to – Harrison County gets a portion of it. The state gets a portion of it. I'm not sure exactly what the distribution is, but I know that Harrison County benefits the most of any county in the state.
Well, and they do a lot of, by the way, charitable stuff. I'm amazed at that. I mean, a lot of this leads to a bunch of charity work in the area as well. I've seen that. You know, your casino does that. And it's just this. I just don't see what the downside is, because, like I've always said before, if you don't want to play,
Don't play.
Nobody's forcing you to show up and play, but for the people who want to, it's so much fun. Even if you just come in and make a $10 bet on a game, to have a rooting interest in that game,
right,
makes it so entertaining. Now, I want to give the folks an idea, because I was listening to Locke earlier. You've got some, you rent them or just reserve them, or how about the private spaces, like for the March Madness and stuff? Where we're sitting right now, is this a private space of down?
Yes.
Okay.
So the only way you can sit here is if you reserve it. It's called a fan cave.
Okay.
It comes with the couch, a chair, or two chairs if you sit in the middle one. You get your own coffee table, credenza, your own TV, an iPad that will control anything, so you can watch anything you want on this TV.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you can watch Days of Our Lives on this TV if you wanted to. It doesn't matter to us. With that comes front-of-the-line betting privileges. So if you want to make a bet, you go to the front of the line.
Nice.
And a portion, if not all, of your rental fee goes towards a bar tab and food.
So, for instance,
if you rent it on a Saturday for $300, you get a $300 bar tab and food.
So basically it's just what they would call in a nightclub, a minimum. You're getting everything back.
Right.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah, we have these available for Super Bowl
this Sunday. There's still some available?
Yeah. Can I give the number?
Please. Absolutely.
If you're interested in the fan case for Super Bowl Sunday, call 812-969-6175.
969.
We'll get back to you.
Say it again. 969 what?
6175.
6175. I mean, it'd be worth it. What a great place to watch the game.
Yeah.
And there's some great new restaurants they opened here, and the bar's right around the corner. And these TVs are just, I mean, my God, they're fantastic.
27 86-inch TVs.
You don't have that in your living room. You don't have that at your house.
That's exactly right. It's the ultimate fan cave, man cave.
It's terrific. May I ask what you're renting it for?
It varies. Once the first one sells, and supply and demand, just like anything else. So,
but you've actually reserved some already for March Madness?
Thursday and Friday are sold out.
You're kidding.
Thursday and Friday are sold out, and people are calling about just the chairs. Can they just buy a chair for the day? Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a madhouse in here. It'll be busy Sunday. March Madness that weekend, it's going to be a madhouse.
How much Super Bowl Sunday is the single biggest bet day, is it not?
Correct.
I mean, it reminds me of, like, the Derby, when people who wouldn't normally bet are betting. My aunt Gertrude says, well, I want to get the purple horse. I like that one. So it's probably the same thing in Super Bowl day.
Yeah.
How much does it dwarf some of the other ones? Can you give me some ideas?
For just like a single event,
yeah,
it's probably 1,000 times.
Really?
Just like a regular football game or
1,000 times.
I mean, we're sitting at, for the state of Indiana, just for the Caesars properties, we've already taken in over 400,000 in bets for the Super Bowl. And we're in Thursday, So what are we going to take in on Friday and Saturday and Sunday?
Right, so close to game time.
Yeah, almost a half a million already. Just in the 7 properties that we own in the state of Indiana.
All right. Now, as I said, you're doing a good job, right? It doesn't matter who wins. So I can ask you, what is it that sports bettors do wrong more than any other? What are the things that they do, the mistakes that you shake your head and go, why is this guy doing that?
People bet with their hearts. I mean, if you're in it to make money, you got to do your research. Yeah, and I told somebody earlier, I'm a huge U of L fan. I refuse to bet on U of L games.
Because you'll influence you.
Yeah, right? And I just won't. I just won't bet on it, because if they lose but I win, I'm still not happy.
Right.
And so I think that's the main mistake that people make over here, is they bet with their hearts. They think, oh, well, U of L is much better than this team.
You know what else? Mel Kiper gave me a tip that I think is true. I'd love to get your thoughts on. He said, don't let a bad loss beat you twice. Like, in other words, if you analyze the team and say, this team's really good, and they had one of those days. Mm-hmm. They had that day. They all have them. Everybody has them, college, pro. And now you're pissed off. So now the next week you bet against them. He said everything that you analyzed the week before is still true. Don't put yourself in a position where you lose twice because you didn't trust yourself the first time. Understand, sometimes there are teams that just have bad days.
Yeah. I'll give you a great casino analogy to go along with that.
Okay.
We have the reader boards for the roulette. It shows what numbers being rolled. And if people see that there's a lot of red numbers in a row, they'll come up and they bet the black number. The odds are still 37-1. And what number is going to come up? It doesn't matter. There can be 100 red numbers in a row.
So. Well, it's funny because in sports, I had a guy who – semi-professional gambler in New York, say, I've never forgotten this advice either. He said, more people lose money betting that streaks will end than any other way.
Yep.
Just for the reason you said, well, it's due to lose one.
Right.
He said, never, either don't bet it or actually bet that it's going to keep going. But don't bet that it's going to be based. Don't make that your logic because that's what happens. Guys get hot. I mean, and so you don't know when that's going to end.
I'm like, research is research. Odds are odds. I mean, you know, if something's going to happen, if it's set in stone, that it's the same diff every time.
All right, you got any silly Super Bowl bets? I mean, we know the coin toss. I don't understand. Do they really take bets on how long the anthem's going to be?
So
I don't think. I mean, you get when the person rehearses it, you're going to have a pretty good idea how long it is.
So in Indiana, we don't.
Okay.
There are some states and some jurisdictions that do. Indiana really only wants us to allow bets on things that have chance or can be proven by stats or by a score. So, you know, everything, we do the coin toss because that's still a chance. But color of Gatorade, national anthem, things like that. And a lot of those started with offshore accounts. You know, people in Guatemala putting odds together and running sports books, they can bet on anything, color of the grass. I mean, you know. But, yeah, the state of Indiana doesn't allow us to do that. A lot of states don't allow you to do it.
It is. There are a lot of bets, though, for this game that obviously you don't get in a regular season game, like who's going to score the first touchdown, who's going to – are those good bets or bad bets in your mind?
I think the way that the odds makers have them lined out, I think they're pretty good bets. A lot of them are even money. You know, who's going to score first, Kansas City or San Francisco? And then you're just putting bigger juice on, you know, minus 110, minus 120. We love people to come in and bet those because we're going to make money either way.
Right.
But, yeah, some of them, I think there are over 300 bets we offer right now.
Wow.
Just for the Super Bowl.
Are they all on the kiosk?
They are all on the kiosk.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's just it's a matter of getting people involved that normally aren't involved. That's what the bets are for. You know, I mean, and you can hedge bets. You know,
well, I'm really intrigued by what you said. I hadn't thought about that. That's a good way to do it. I mean, if you bet, you know, it's like I used to do a thing on my radio show because it drove me nuts. As a numbers guy, you'll appreciate this. A weatherman used to advertise, I guarantee I'm going to get the high temperature tomorrow right within 5 degrees. And I said, I don't know anything about weather. I'll bet I can do that. He's got an 11-degree window.
Right.
If he says it's going to be 60, he's right if it's 55 to 65.
Yeah.
I got a pretty good chance of getting that done, so I did. I went on week after week, and I was making, okay, here's my guaranteed high temperature. So, you know, it's one of those things. Like you talked about, I was talking about earlier doing the over-under bet. Why make it a hard and fast number if I can get ranges there?
Yeah.
I mean, if I can get four bets of a range of 5 points or so, I got a 15 to 20 point range somewhere that, I mean, you know, obviously, if I get the right odds, I hit any one of those, I could still make some money.
Yeah. If you look through there, if you actually take the time to go through and look at them all, there are some of them that really stand out. I've highlighted a couple that I really like. And, you know, another one that stood out to me was first team to get an interception, first defense to get an interception. Well, automatically, everybody says, well, the 49ers are going to be the first team to get an interception because he throws so much. You know, Mahomes throws so much. It's the total opposite. The Chiefs are like minus 180, and the 49ers are plus 200.
Really?
Yeah. So somebody knows something.
Yeah, I know. You always think that to yourself. How about this adage? I'm throwing all sorts of betting adages at you. From my same friend in New York used to tell me, if you're not sure what to do, wait. The late money is always the smart money.
That's correct.
Is that true?
Absolutely it is. That's when because they're waiting to see where the line's going to end. And I'll give you a prime example. The national championship game this year, over-under set at whatever the number was, and I can't remember right off the top of my head. It sat there, and it didn't move. And then come Sunday before the game, all the sharp money came in on the under, and the line moved. And the game finished 1 point under, and nobody scored in the last quarter and a half. 1 point. Missed it by 1 point.
So if you have nothing else, try and jump on that train.
Yeah. If you see the line move late, get on the
show. Jump on before.
Absolutely.
Right, that's pretty good to know. All right. Again, give that number one more time because I got a feeling people are going to take you up on it. If you're looking for a place to watch the game, you'll do a lot worse than this. This is a fantastic little man cave here. This couch is so comfortable. Maybe I'll just sleep here all Sunday. This is great. And you got these fabulous TVs, the betting kiosks. Oh, I know what I also want to ask you. Something I'm not partaking much, but I'm intrigued by it. How about in-game betting? You can do
huge.
That here, right?
Yeah, it's huge. People love it.
Do they?
Yeah, it's a way to hedge your bets. And it's a way to get more action on a game. You know,
sure.
If you're not comfortable with the point spread, give it 10 minutes, let the game get started, see how the teams are playing, then jump on it. You know, and that's what a lot of people do. They'll stand there and they'll wait for the game to get going. Vegas to readjust the odds based on where we're at so far. They'll see how the team's playing, and they'll make the bet.
I've had guys do this, too, that they feel really strongly about one team, and they're like that team in the first quarter, and they'll win that bet. And then they'll say, I'm going to win the second quarter. And they've already got a bet on them to win the game.
Yeah.
He said, I basically just bet that one team and won five different bets because I was so thoroughly convinced they were going to dominate the game, and they did. So that's another way you can
do it.
You can almost parlay your way through the game. If they win the first quarter, you can parlay it in the second quarter.
In-game betting is huge. We've always done it with our writers, but it takes a lot longer when you're standing at the counter and we only have three windows.
That's
open.
What I mean. If you can do it on the kiosk, man, I love that.
We'll have guys that stand over there for a half of a game.
And just
making
bets.
Just keep making bets, yeah.
That's fantastic. All right. Well, Jimmy, it has been a pleasure. Thank you for hosting us. Where'd he go?
Chris Padgett?
Yeah.
He walked away.
Yeah, well, I want to thank Chris. Chris gave us this lovely birthday present. Hopefully I'll see him before I go so I can thank him for that. But what is Chris's exact title?
He is he's in charge of the hosts.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't think of his direct title off the top of my head, but he's
so
in
he
charge
basically
of all the
is the
Kino
he's
hosts.
a professional
marketer
greeter.
Yeah, I mean that's basically, and he just gives people stuff.
I like that. He's a good
he's
guy.
Santa
to know.
Claus.
I hope he comes back. I would like to thank him for this. This was very nice. And Jimmy, it was great to talk to you as well. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
for the
Bob.
Time.
I appreciate it.
We
buddy.
Appreciate it. All right, we are going to be wrapping up here in a minute. Andy's finishing his warm up tosses in the bullpen, and he will be along in just a moment. But first, let me tell you about my friends at Genesis Diamonds. One thing I love about Genesis Diamonds is they stand behind what they sell. They protect you. For example, every ring comes with a lifetime warranty. Go check that out at other jewelers, by the way. It's unbelievable. Free repairs for life, free cleaning for life, free sizing for life. Other places charge you for this stuff. Not at Genesis. All included. In fact, you can even knock a side accent diamond out. They'll replace it for free. That's incredible. Regular inspections, by the way, aren't required to keep this warranty. I've seen other ones like that. Well, you will cover it if you come back and see us like every 8 days to look at it. Not here. There's no fine print, no gotcha clause. They just want you to be a happy, satisfied customer. Just one example of how Genesis takes care of their customers. It's not some mega chain store. This is a family-owned company that was started by a major diamond supplier. They've got worldwide connections deep in the diamond industry that go back for decades. You will love them. They take care of you. A great product at the best price with the best people. Check them out. It's Genesis Diamonds. They will absolutely make you walk away a satisfied customer, as they do me. They're at Shelbyville Road Plaza next to Trader Joe's. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for indulging me with my little under the weatherness. Andy's next. CSPN Radio.
Tuckiana, Luke Hancock here. I wanted to...
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.